Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the cold front that brought showers and some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region yesterday. The high cleared skies out and areas of fog did develop overnight, and some of that remains early this morning. The fog will continue to dissipate relatively quickly as the sun gets higher in the sky, and temperatures will begin to climb off our morning lows back through the 50s and 60s, and most of us will top out in the upper 60s and lower 70s with full sunshine for afternoon highs. That same high pressure center will dominate the weather into the night tonight, keeping it clear and comfortably cool with most everyone down in the mid to upper 40s with some lower to mid 50s in valley locations. It'll stay dry for the day on Friday, but that high pressure center will get squeezed out by an approaching front from the north and west, and Hurricane Dorian, which will be tracking well south and east of Long Island. The cloud field from Dorian may push into especially southern New York and New England during the day Friday, perhaps even some showers along coastal sections with high thin clouds reaching all the way up to the I-90 corridor. Elsewhere, we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds with highs reaching into the lower 70s once again. That front and Dorian will continue to put the squeeze play on interior New York and New England to start the weekend. Still, a good amount of sunshine on Saturday mixed with some clouds in the lower 70s, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll stay in the lower 70s on Sunday. A little bit of a push of cooler air on Monday, but skies will remain mostly sunny and more folks will stay in the upper 60s. Same story on Tuesday. We'll continue this dry and comfortable stretch of weather with mostly sunny skies and highs near 70 before the next front approaches on Wednesday, and that's our next best chance of showers and thunderstorms as highs push into the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Dorian strengthened late last night back to a Category 3 storm as it moves dangerously close to the southeast coast of the United States. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected today, with a turn toward the northeast tonight. A northeastward motion at a faster forward speed is expected on Friday. On the forecast track, the center of Dorian will move near or over the coast of South Carolina today, then move near or over the coast of North Carolina tonight and Friday. While there could be some fluctuations in intensity over the next 24 hours, Dorian will remain a dangerous storm with life-threatening storm surge expected along portions of the coasts of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Flash flooding will become increasingly likely across coastal Georgia into the eastern Carolinas into Friday. The Weather Prediction Center is indicating a high risk for flash flooding over coastal sections of the Carolinas where significant life-threatening flash flooding is expected. As the storm moves farther to the north, the risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and heavy rain is expected to increase along the Virginia coast and southern Chesapeake Bay. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 35 degrees with a northwest wind at 55 gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 29 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies with areas of fog and 54 degrees, the dew point 52, 96% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 63, the average temperature 72, that's 6 degrees above normal. 81 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 1.77 inches for the month, which is 1.37 inches above normal, and 30.75 inches for the year, which is 4.20 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 56, the record high, 92, set in 2018, and the record low, 37, in 1974 and in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:23 p.m., 12 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight with areas of fog developing, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog developing, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Clear tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 70. Clear tonight with areas of fog developing, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear through tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, highs both days in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s to around 70. And mostly cloudy skies on Wednesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.